Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell on this Friday morning. What's going on? It's Friday, baby. What you doing this? What, a Labor Day weekend. You know, we're not going to be here on Monday, everybody. We're going to have a big, and it is going to be, this is serious. Because a lot of times you say a big announcement, it's going to come, and it's like, oh, you put the logo on over the nameplate? Oh, okay, thanks.
Who would ever do that as a big announcement?
I know a certain team that put the logo. First, there was the logo.
What?
And then, and you put it over the nameplate, and that was big. That's a uniform change. Anyway, we actually will have a big announcement on Tuesday. We're not going to be here. I don't know. Are the other shows doing anything? Dell, you're not going to be here, right? What are you going to nap? Are you going to nap on Monday?
I mean, I might after a big lunch.
You're gonna barbecue Labor Day? You got to barbecue?
No, I don't have to.
Yeah,
barbecue for one.
Yeah, or have you and Granny have a nice little outing? You have a picnic, put a blanket down, bring your basket out to that lake by your house.
There's,
what lake is it?
There's no lake by my house. Not one I'm gonna drive.
League
to.
City Lake.
that's not a thing.
There's no League City Lake.
No, there's a Clear Lake Lake. But, oh no. Okay. But besides, holidays are for family, and I don't want to be involved with Granny.
Well, you and Granny are like family, no?
No, it's more of a physical thing. No, it's not.
It's just.
I'm just going to steer right into it. I don't care.
You don't care. You don't care.
I don't care anymore.
You always steer into the spin.
Yeah, I don't care.
Right?
Yeah, but we do have an announcement, and I just hope we get the voice that did the Texans announcement.
Down. Before any players were on the roster, Deshaun Watson. There was the logo.
I've never heard this before.
You haven't heard this?
No. This is what you're referencing?
Yeah, you didn't know.
When did this come out? This
is last year before the season when they changed
the hype video or audio there?
Yeah, the hype video for the logo.
I didn't know they had a real video.
No, you got to play it again.
I thought you didn't want to hear it. Now you want to hear it.
Yeah, play it again.
Before the Houston Texans ever played a single down, before any players were on the roster,
Deshaun Watson,
there was the logo, that unmistakable half battle red, half deep steel blue bullhead with a Liberty White star for an eye. It was the very first symbol of NFL football returning to Houston after five long years.
The Texans have done it!
The Texans logo represents not just the team that plays on Sundays, but the spirit of Texans everywhere. Bold,
okay,
proud,
that's all.
Strong,
that's all. That's all. That's all. Love Mark, but that was so corny.
Can we get him to announce our thing?
Our announcement? No. I'm going to do it.
The station.
Before there was 97.5.
There was a signal. What? Kind of. Maybe.
There was 1560. And it was.
And maybe some
Vietnamese. It wasn't even an app. You just had to fight through the sounds of scratching records.
So, yeah, we'll have a nice announcement for you on Tuesday. And it'll actually be, I think it will make a lot of people really happy. All right? I think it will. So we'll have that for you.
And no, it's not a programming change. Relax.
No.
Relax. We're not going to deliver you someone getting fired or someone coming back. I'll just remove that from the equation right now. Because you said it's going to make a lot of people happy. I immediately heard people going, what?
No.
What?
No, none of that. No, why would someone getting fired make anyone happy?
Have you heard? You've heard Throw Shade Thursday, right?
Yes, I heard. I've heard Throw Shade Thursday, please. All right. So let's not talk about people getting fired. Let's talk about game one, okay? Let's talk about a big series. And I'm going to tell you what. There will come a time. When all the pundits, when all the ESPN talking heads over there are going to say, the Lakers are in trouble. Okay? There will come a time in this next week when they will say, the Lakers are in trouble. So So just so you know.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I think I heard you guys talking yesterday and y'all were guessing what the line would be. I was thinking it was going to be – I haven't looked at it yet.
I know y'all were talking
like 5, 5.5. I was thinking closer to 9. And then this morning I thought 7.5 to 8.
Well, I said 5 to 6.5. Well, let's see.
I think it's going to be closer to 8.
NBA game odds. Here we go. And here it is. Exactly what I said. 6.5.
Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
You like it.
The Lakers.
No, I don't. I like the Rockets.
I like the Lakers to crush.
I don't. I don't. Not at all. I think, actually, same I think the Rockets are going to come Nuggets out and surprise them.
They're going to be the same thing that happens to the Rockets. Hard-fought game and series. The other team's rested. The other team is playing good basketball. Just got done winning 3 in a row. I just think it's going to happen. The same thing that we saw last night is going to happen tonight. I think game two is where the Rockets have a chance to. I just think this first game out is going to be really tough.
I think that Denver and the Clippers are not the same matchup, though, right? That's apples and oranges. I know that that's...
One of them had been playing good basketball, Denver. Not the Rockets.
No.
Denver had just won 3 in a row.
But I think there is a matchup style, too. And, you know, the big dude and is, you know, how long Jamal Murray turned into a star. That's an 18-point score, you know, and he came up with 12 last night. He's an 18-point scorer. He's not a 30 and 40 or 50-point scorer.
Except twice in that series.
In that series, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was the outlier, though. That's the outlier.
Yeah.
But he's not that guy. He hasn't been in his career.
No. But he may be that guy now.
Well, not last night.
I mean, James wasn't that guy until he became that guy.
Right. Well, not last night with maybe better defenders, maybe better perimeter defense.
I hope the Rockets win and play well. I just think coming off that game 7, I just think they're going to really have a hard time against a rested Laker team who has a chance to take a look at what they haven't done well, because the Rockets have done well against the Lakers. The Lakers haven't done as well. The Lakers have adjustments they can make. I don't know if the Rockets can make adjustments. Like, I don't know what adjustments you can make when you're, you know, 6'3" all around the court. I just don't know what you can do.
Yeah. Well,
you just hope Anthony Davis just doesn't go inside at all.
But we've actually seen the Rockets against the Lakers, and it's a pretty good matchup. The Rockets have played well against them.
Yeah, in a normal circumstance, I would say so. I don't like them after a game 7. All that playing that late, that emotional. Lakers rested, Rockets not rested. That's the whole angle for me.
Okay.
I don't care what the number is. I'm playing the situation, and I like the rested team versus the team coming off the game 7.
Yeah, I get
that. I liked it yesterday with the Clippers. Against the Nuggets, I like the same thing. I really honestly thought that number would be closer to 7.5 to 8, to be honest with you. And it wouldn't surprise me if it gets pushed up. So if you like the Rockets, I would hold off. I don't think money's going to be coming on the Rockets. I think it'll come on the Lakers. So if you want the Rockets, I would wait until closer to game time, because I think you'll get at least a half point, maybe a full point. That's my guess. People will be playing it like my thought is. Handicappers and the money, I think, will come in on
could well. Yeah, I get that point, but I also get it's a game of matchups, and the Rockets actually match up pretty well against them.
No, it is a weird situation where you look at gold. Well, it's because it's a game of matchups for James, and James matches up pretty well with pretty much everybody in the league, except we just saw this weird outlier with a guy named Lugens Dort, who just happens to be really big, really strong, and really athletic. And we haven't seen a guy like this who can guard James quite like this. I mean, we've seen Kawhi Leonard. We know there are guys, but Dort could stay on him the whole game. You know, there's a lot of guys you don't want to put them on James because that's too much work for them. But Dort was that rare instance where you have – remember when it was supposed to be Andre Roberson was the James, supposed to be the James stopper, and – this is a guy, Dort, who, you know, I think Kawhi Leonard could do that? Yeah, I think Kawhi Leonard could do some of the same things that Dort does, but it would take away from Kawhi Leonard if they were to match up. The Lakers don't really have that. So that is the big benefit, is you can't really point to anybody on the Lakers. That's why I think James is bound to have a good – there's really – James should be 30-plus in every game.
Yeah.
That's –
That's what he is.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He should do that. Yeah, you just want to see him more.
Listen, Avery Bradley not there. Hurt.
Got to get to free throw line more.
Yeah.
Where's all those free throws that James usually gets?
I don't know. Where are they? Come on, James. Get to the line. Get some fouls. Fall down a lot. You haven't been falling down nearly as much as you used to.
Yeah.
Well, now that everybody was falling down, though. So that takes away from James.
Who was that?
Down.
Where was that yesterday? I'm working on. I got to sleep at 4 in the morning. I just, this shoulder's a problem. You're going to see me deteriorate right before your eyes on this if you watch Twitch. But I'm kind of slow today. But was talking to somebody last night who said, God, who was I talking to? Who said, what an embarrassing, I was talking to April, my physical therapist, and she's worked with Sumlin over at R.C. Slocum at Texas A&M. She said, Danny Arnold's. Anyway, she's like, yeah, that last 2 minutes with everyone falling down was kind of embarrassing. It was really embarrassing. People just falling on the ground. It was horrific. Oh, LeShane said that actually too. No, Robin from Blood Brothers Barbecue. What's with the – everyone's just hitting the ground like it was looks like people are being shot at. Like, I said, well, I mean, you know, everyone's looking for some fouls.
Hey, soccer's leading the way. Everybody wants soccer, right, to be so important? There's soccer.
I could go into Riel yesterday to get the new chicken sandwich. It just came out yesterday. Wow. Hot chicken sandwich. Ooh. Really
hot
good.
Chicken sandwich, Dell. You know what put on there?
You know what? I'll have him bring one up and we'll see what Dell says. We'll see if Dell will blast him publicly right in his face.
I will. I don't know about blasting someone in their face, but yeah.
Well, no. Okay.
That's what he said.
Why did you say something like that?
Blast him publicly in his face.
Right in his face.
I mean, I see in hindsight that's something that you guys would do something inappropriate.
Well, that's what?
You said it, not me.
So he goes, yeah, your scumbag buddy was in here the other night. I said,
Did you say which scumbag buddy?
That's what I thought. I'm like, he had to mean Granada. He goes, yeah, he was in here. His wife, I like Wendy. She's running the show. He keeps his mouth shut when she says something. I said, what was going on?
That
what
ain't true.
He goes, he told me what y'all are ordering food wise. He goes, oh yeah. I said, was he having drinks? He goes, oh yeah. He'd been playing golf. He been playing golf. He came in, he's throwing them down. He goes, I said, what about Wendy? He goes, she had a shot. He goes, she was steady.
She's always steady.
That scumbag. He goes, oh, he ate pretty good. He was throwing them down, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were throwing them down. We had three OGDs, I think. Mm-hmm. That's why I told you. I wasn't feeling too good on Thursday.
I had two.
Yesterday
the OGD
morning.
Every once in a while, it'll go down okay, but it's rare.
No.
It's rare. And I told him, I just don't know if I should have any. I plan on taking some pain meds later tonight.
No, you should.
I get to sleep.
Oh,
he goes,
excellent.
Yeah. Multiplier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll definitely.
Oh, so I'm supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed to. You know what? Doctors say no, but what do they
know? Your scumbag buddy was in here. He's from Winnipeg. See, that's his Canadian. Your scumbag buddy was in here. You've been playing golf. Oh, yeah.
I told her it was.
That's how he's drinking.
Coors Light, not the official beer of golf. Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Good night. How about this, Twitchers? Huh? How about this? Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. And I think there might be a few today, too, going
up to
Houston Oaks and playing in the tournament up there.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got, we got our fantasy football auction next week.
Tuesday.
It's just crazy that.
Football's here?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't even been thinking about fantasy football. My buddy Rodney called. We always talk fantasy football before. And he wants my advice on keepers. I said, Rod, I'll be honest with you. It's like football doesn't even exist this year.
It's all of a sudden going to come upon us.
It's going to come out of nowhere. Yeah, like, whoa! Where'd this Texans team come from?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of these guys.
Ever. I think you're going to see. I don't think that's going to be the case. You're going to be seeing all of the guys that you already know because he's not going to keep
for the first time.
Yeah. No.
For the first time this year.
Oh, well, right. But he's keeping a veteran team. They're all going to keep veteran teams because
how's Duke Johnson look this camp?
There's guys though that come undrafted free agents that you never heard of out of school. Well, you've heard of them because you probably but for most people are like, who's that guy and what school? Tennessee State.
And they don't have to make cuts like they're it's going to come right out of the blue.
Yeah, right out of the blue.
I mean, literally, this season is going to jump up on top of
us. Let's go.
Bill O'Brien, by the way, when we come back, he was asked about the potential for players. We did a sports map video about this, but the potential for players to take a stance on the big platform of Thursday night. When we come back, we'll get to
that. That's something you got to think about, because that is the biggest platform in all of sports up to heretofore. Let's talk right now about Chastain Ford. And heretofore, they've been doing this in the car business since 1933. Love the Chastains, the grandpa, the dad, Joe, now Patrick, all of them. And they're just tremendous. Just tremendous at what they do. And listen, you can buy at home, Chastain at home. There's going to be Chastain at work. That's going to be coming your way as well. You're going to have the ability to just do everything from your, if you don't want to go out, if you are worried about the coronavirus, or you just, hey, you want to buy it online anyway. You buy all kinds of things online. What about my car? That's great. And they'll deliver it to you. And then you can test drive it. And then you don't like it and you can send it back and you can get a different car to test drive. This is what they do. The service is second to none. And that's what you want when you get. And oh, by the way, you also want a fair deal. Not only a fair deal, but a great deal. You're going to get a great deal and you're going to get the fair deal, because they're not going to put all those dealer add-ons that the other guys do. They do it. And you can't even argue about that. At Chastain Ford, they ain't doing that. What you want, you get. And they got the EcoSport, which you can start at $199 a month. Come on. You got 0% financing, no payments for 6 months, and nothing down. 0% for what, 72 months? Come on. All you got to do is get to ChastainFord.com or on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I would say this, again, going back to our conversation, you know, with you and I, you know, back in the spring. I think you asked me if the players asked me to take a knee, would I take a knee? And I said yes. I'm not going back on that. I think now moving forward here, we're going to, you know, talk about those things as a team. I think right now we have some things that we have to get done. We have to get the roster down here by Saturday. Got to review last night's scrimmage. We got several other things that are going on. But, you know, I know we'll get to that subject and we'll talk about it. And we'll put a lot of thought into it and we'll make the right decision, maybe along with Kansas City, you know, as to what we want to do to continue to make people aware of the social justice initiatives that are taking place across the NFL.
I always say that Bill O'Brien will tell you either what he thinks, or he will tell you. Like, he doesn't hide, even when he tries to. He basically just told you they've got something playing with Kansas City. There's going to be the two teams will do something together.
Well,
and I would imagine that would be the case, because you've got two quarterbacks who are prominent. And Pat Mahomes has become at the forefront of the social justice.
Is not playing in play?
No. I don't believe that's in play.
Well, there are plenty of players who have said, you want to talk about a huge statement. If both teams say, like when the Astros went out, like all the teams that went out, the Mets, they went out and they whatever they did, and then they came and they all walked in. You want to talk about a huge statement on a national, you want to talk about really, really shocking the world, is if both teams walked off the field.
I want everyone to take this with the spirit of what it's intended, but what does that truly, what will that do for the league, for the players, and for, not even the league and players, if it's not supposed to be about the league or players.
It's not supposed about to be the league or players, right.
So this will make people say, you know what? Now I get it.
No, it'll make people talk about the social injustice as opposed to Pat Mahomes. No, it'll talk about it more as opposed to Pat Mahomes throwing a touchdown pass. It'll make them talk. And that's the goal of these walkouts, is not because the thought of, and Kyrie Irving brought it up first, and I'm like, whatever, Kyrie, is that the basketball games right now are a distraction. And instead of focusing on social justice, we're focusing on LeBron versus James Harden. We're not focusing on that. And that's what Kyrie said would happen. And actually, it did. And they had to walk out. And they spent 3 days. And we talked a lot about all of that stuff as opposed to the games, which were actually being played. We walked out
because another incident happened. Not because people like, oh, we totally forgot. I don't think that's the case.
No, but the NFL has done nothing so far.
They've given $40 million a year.
Well, they haven't done nothing as far as a symbol, as symbolically.
Season hasn't started.
No, right. That's what
I'm
saying.
You already said you will see that on Thursday. The symbol will be there in full effect.
Well, it'll,
and Roger, and there's talk that Roger Goodell is going to be there with them and kneeling.
And kneeling.
I think you're going to see big symbols. I don't think you will have any doubt after Thursday's broadcast that the NFL is on.
No. Well, all I'm saying is you want to talk about a huge. I'm not saying I'm not advocating it, and I'm not. All I'm saying is, it is in play, especially with, like you said, two advocates like, and they don't get any bigger than Pat Mahomes right now, and Deshaun Watson, you know, two guys that could make a huge, huge statement.
I think Bill. Here's why I don't think there's any chance. Bill O'Brien will freak out if that happens.
Well, yeah, and of you course he will. Heard,
you would have if he now, unless he doesn't know.
Yeah, unless he doesn't know.
Unless he's not in on it.
Right.
If he's in on it, he would have started to already hint at some things.
Well, and I don't know that he even it might come into play tomorrow. It might come into. I don't know. And listen, there's no. All I'm saying is, we saw the NBA players. We've seen Major League Baseball players. They all said we ain't playing, and they took games off. If that happened on Thursday night.
If it happens, you don't make it up. Like, there's no making it up. Because I doubt they have the same. They're not going to have the same bye weeks. So you just let
no,
it go.
No, the only bye weeks that are the same are the week two.
And you have 15. You have 15 games. And players don't get paychecks, I would assume. I mean, if you don't play.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, there can't be.
No, well, the basketball players ended up playing those games. And the baseball players are making their games up.
Well, but they can can have doubleheaders. You can't have that in football.
Right.
And you have limited what stops time.
That would be cool. That would be cool, though.
What stops it from pushing it to Sunday?
From what?
What stops them from pushing the game to Sunday? If they decide
that could happen, too.
Because a different same television network?
Huh?
It's NBC.
It's NBC.
There's no NBC Sunday night game already?
Well, they would do it Sunday afternoon.
What, just switch the game?
Or just say, yeah, we're
just
not,
a regular
we're not playing
game?
Tonight. We're going to play Sunday.
What difference does that make?
I don't know. What difference did it make?
We
played all the games. What difference did it make on for basketball?
Because
they ended up playing all those games. Baseball's up. Ended up playing all those games.
This is outrageous to me. The point, if you want to make a statement, you got national television, not just another Sunday game.
Mm-hmm.
You're front and center the first game of the year. If you want to make your statements, this is where you make it.
Well, you make the statement, and
there will be way more eyes on this.
Well, that's what we're saying.
There will be a bunch of eyes if they don't play.
You don't play on Thursday, and then you have your conversation for 2 days or more, and then, all right, just like the NBA. They didn't play on that Wednesday, was it? Whatever day.
Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
I played on Saturday. What's the difference?
I don't think it will do them any good, honestly.
Well, I don't know what it'll do.
I think it
will definitely bring up a lot of conversation.
Well, yeah. I don't think that's in doubt.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's in doubt. I just don't think working towards a goal of what your goal is, I don't think that accomplishes anything.
Well,
I really don't.
Well, so far the other leagues have walked out. And not played their games, although they are making them up, and the NFL hasn't.
The NFL, right or wrong, and the players may be feeling it, have a reputation of being the MAGA league, the league where
you
we
think
will.
So?
Yes, they do. Where we side with one thing because, well, most of our fans. I don't even know if that's the case. I think that's unfair
to say the NFL's a MAGA.
They have. I didn't say it's fair. I said what it is. They have the reputation of that because of the owners, because of...
Owners.
Well, I think that's a... Is that a basketball thing?
The NFL has a league. They're a league of compliance. I mean, they have the hardcore dress... And that was well before Trump was in the political... I mean, this has been a thing, the No Fun League, right?
Right.
Yes.
That's what they're known as.
Well, but they did reject the kneeling and, you know... And,
right. They're about compliance.
Right. Well... Yeah.
Authority, yeah. I mean that's true. I think that's beyond Trump. That's
you have your public figure in Kaepernick who kneeled, and then they look at it as the administration came out strongly against kneeling. You know who didn't ever get a job in the NFL? Kaepernick. So whether it's right or wrong, the NFL has a reputation of being that league who blackballed a person trying to stand up for social injustice. So I didn't say it's justified in all accounts. But it's real for people. They believe the NFL goes that way. So if the players feel like that is something on top of them, what do? You do something that all the other leagues have done. I don't see it happening because it's the NFL. I don't see it happening. But it would be the thing to say, all right, we're not going to play on Thursday. We stand with everyone else. And
I
then,
just don't know what else the league can do. Well, I guess you wouldn't be making a statement about the league. Yeah. No. But the league can't do anything. But you really, like, I guess you could push the game to just a Sunday and you have to change all the logistics, everything, and the Texans would have to stay in the hotel or whatever from, I guess, Wednesday through Sunday, which there's some legit. They have, if they're doing something like this, this has already been decided. There's no way that you haven't already. The players already know this. You kind of have to get everyone involved. You have to get the league. You have to get everyone involved, I would think. Maybe not the league, but you have to. There are logistics that have to be taken care of. So you have to be in on this.
Well, when the NBA players did it, when the NBA players did it, and they threatened to leave the bubble and to not play anymore, they got to sit down with the owners. They got to sit down with the Wisconsin Attorney General and the governor. They got some stuff done with the arenas to be polling sites. I mean, holding the league hostage is something that does work. And you know what? That's where the NFL could actually pull some strings. I don't know that if it happens.
I just don't see it happen.
I don't know. Probably not. But the other leagues have done it. Both leagues have done it. So I don't know. The NFL has certainly been loud and vocal about their support for the BLM.
Right.
The movement.
Which is why I think that it won't happen. Because the NFL has been. They've been all in. And they were at a position where they were not all in.
Yeah, right. No, Roger Goodell has said everything right lately. He really has. He certainly has. I don't know. All I'm saying is you want to talk about a huge statement if it were to happen. Well, boy, you want to talk about everybody talking about that. That's one game that all eyes are going to be on at next Thursday night. All right, let's talk right now about, and we'll get you guys in, Jason, Terry, on the other side. We're like a caller-friendly show now.
All of a sudden, the last 3 days.
What happened? What happened to this show? I like it. Caliber Roofing, listen, this is storm time. We know it. We live it. We live it every fall that right now, and this is supposed to be like the worst storm season ever. What's your roof like now? Have you had any issues? Do you pull into your driveway and you see you have some issues? Do you have gutter issues? Because with heavy rains, you need those gutters. Lance, his shoulder is like this because of his gutters, because they didn't work. Do you need those fixed? He could have used Caliber. Okay. He could have used Caliber Roofing and Exteriors. Do you need painting? Do you need siding, decking, power washing? All of these things they do. But the most important thing is fixing that roof. And they use the best product in the Owens Corning Roofing Shingles. It's locally owned and operated. I know these guys. I've known them for a while. Financing is available. Get affordable monthly payments with no prepayment penalties. 713-823-9355. Don't wait until the storm hits and then all of a sudden you got a flooded house. Get it fixed now. 975roof.com. 975roof.com.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
732 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Walking out Thursday will only create conversation about them walking out. It will not create any more discussion on social justice. It will also make more people tune out permanently. Once again, biting the hand that feed them.
I am a little I'll be honest with you. I'm a little concerned.
That would. About that. No. It would.
I don't think it would be positive. I think it'd be much more.
And I don't think
negative.
It was positive with a lot of the NBA fans. I know it wasn't positive with a lot of baseball fans. It's not a positive move. Nobody said that.
No.
Would it make people pissed off? Yes.
That's what protesting does.
Yes.
It angers people.
But it always has. But the people that feel like they need to protest and that feel like they're being wronged. Here's the deal. You can't tell them how to protest. They choose their method of protest.
This is our turn? Because they have protest. The players have been in the streets. Is that performative at all in nature?
I'm not saying it's good. What I'm saying is, like, the Astros, it was 3 days after because they didn't play the Wednesday. They didn't play the Thursday. They had both of those days off. So Friday comes and the Astros go, we're going to walk out too. Dude, that's old. We've been doing that. Okay, you're way late to this walkout party. That was the first opportunity that they had. And you know what?
This is the
first opportunity for NFL.
If there was a preseason, it might have happened already. You might have missed a whole week of no preseason games.
And that would have been perfect for the NFL.
Because they don't matter.
Those games don't matter. We're walking out not playing. Okay.
Although those are paycheck games too, right? Or no?
No,
just a little bit.
No.
These are real paychecks. Like, you cannot afford not to get a paycheck.
Well, here's the deal. Again, if you push it to Sunday, then you still get your paycheck. Let's get Jason in here. Hey, Jason.
Good morning, guys. As long as teams choose to not play and protest when the stadiums are empty, it's a meaningless gesture. It's no different than a rainout or postponement. You play the game the next day. It's not impactful. You know, if the stadiums were full and you drove in from Austin or San Antonio because your boss gave you tickets, or you decided to take your kid because it's his birthday, and the stadium's full and everybody's paid to park, then you decide not to play.
Then you piss off a lot of people.
Yeah.
That has so much impact. It's a lasting statement.
Well, wait, what impact does it have except angering your base?
It inconvenienced you. Did you go back and you tell the people at work, yeah, I had tickets. I drove all the way to Houston. I paid the park. I got my seat. And then they walked out.
Yeah. That would piss off a lot of people, that's for sure.
Well, Kansas City will have 16,000 people to piss
19
off.
Or 16?
Well, 16.
16?
Yeah. And the last thing, the players choosing to play the game and then donating that game's check to the family or the cause, that also has an impact. But nobody's willing to put their money where their actions is.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
Some players are. Let's see. I've always been a big fan of when people make – you know, what Muhammad Ali did, and you know, and I didn't agree with Kaepernick at the time. Pretty much most people didn't. I remember doing a show with Mark Carrier, former safety. We were doing something on TuneIn Radio, and Mark was very anti-Kaepernick. This is after Kaepernick was – is after it very first happened where he's literally sitting on the bench, and Carrier was not a fan at all. And I think he's changed over time. But you know, I respect people who – believe something so much that they put their own career at risk, their own money at risk, their own, you know what I mean? It is a risky move. What Colin Kaepernick did was not popular. Now it's popular. It's easy. You're not going to, you know, there's not going to be push. You'll have some pushback, but it's the easy move. When Colin Kaepernick did it, it was not the easy move at all. I mean, it did cost him his career because if he hadn't done that, he would have been a backup who would have had a chance to be a starter here and there. I mean, he would have been Case Keenum potentially in terms of, you know, career path where he would have been somewhere between starter and backup. He could have stayed in the league for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there was a league-wide thing where the league got together and said, no one's allowed to sign him. I don't think that was the case. I think they were all too worried about, you know, pissing off fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Every individual owner is how I think that went down. So I don't think there was an organized collusion, but I do think that no one wanted to touch him. They just didn't want to touch him. And he made a move that you know, you got to respect the fact that he stuck with it and it cost him his livelihood. One of these guys, if they don't play, which once again, I think this is a major long shot. We might be giving it too much discussion. But if they didn't play and they put their game checks out there and said, we're not going to collect, this means that much to us, that'd be a ballsy move. to say, we're just going to, we get 16 checks a year, and we're just going to let one go. That'd be a hell of a move.
That would be a hell of a move. It really would. Let's get Terry in here. Hey, Terry.
Hey, top of the morning, guys.
How you doing, Terry?
Hey, just real quick. You know, I'm all for, you know, do protesting, you know, feel free to do whatever you want. But just realize this. The NFL, the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball, they had two choices last week. You either back up the 14-year-old girl that got raped by James Blake, or you back the guy who did the raping. All those pro franchises back the rapist. Now, what is that telling your fans? You know, this guy went out. Yeah, the cops shot him seven times, but I mean, they're not talking about what that man did all before he ended up getting shot. LeBron James is out there saying, you know, James Blake is, you know, should have been this and that. You got Drew Brees have James Blake's name on his helmet. Why are these pro franchises backing, you know, standing behind a rapist? That's the problem that I have. You know, protest all you want, but when there's a guy that goes and rapes a 14-year-old girl, you know, and then he gets shot by the police because he's holding a knife and he's saying he's going to his gun, to his car to get a gun, and then all these pro franchises are backing this guy who raped a young girl. Okay, and then they're going to wonder why nobody's tuning into their games. They're going to wonder why nobody's buying their jerseys.
All right, We got you. Let us jump in.
Well, the first thing is his name's Jacob, not James. And according to
James Blake was a tennis player.
Yeah, and a musician. Also, that line about him raping a 14-year-old girl is not true. He's accused of sexually assaulting his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
If you type in Jacob Blake minor rape allegation, it's already been disproven. And so it's not the rape of a 14-year-old girl. It's an alleged sexual assault. Not that I'm saying one's better than the other, but the actual thing is an alleged sexual assault of his ex-girlfriend.
And he was at the location where he was not supposed to. I guess there was an order in place where he was not supposed to be. I mean, you can go through the I don't think it's about. Well, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
I'm just pointing out that has been out there. And all you have to do is type in a Jacob Blake and Snopes, and you'll find all you need to know about what is real and what isn't. And also, he didn't have a knife in his hand. He didn't tell anyone he was going to go get his gun. We were told the knife was in the car. He was going to the car. He got shot. I mean, we can talk about the outrage of why they're protesting a potential criminal, but at least be real about what actually is going on.
Yeah, I don't think it's, and you know, to I get your point. I think there's two separate issues here. Is he a saint? No, he's not a saint. Was he some great guy? No, probably not a great guy based on everything that you read in the history. But I think it's not, and I get what you're saying because you're putting that, you know, his name, but it really is what it should be about is that it shouldn't have come to a guy getting shot seven times in his back before. That could have been halted. That could have been stopped way earlier. You could have tackled him. You could have done
all kinds of things.
That's the point, is it doesn't need to come to deadly force, which it could have been. I guess he's paralyzed right now. But that's really the point. It's not about a celebration. It shouldn't be about a celebration of one person. It should be about that type of force. That type of force is you got to really make it a last resort. And I think that's the concern for a lot of people is why does it get that far so often? So I get your point. And I understand. I think people see it differently. It's just so tricky. I don't think we're even ready to, I guess I feel like on this show, we can have these conversations. I don't know if listeners want it. I don't know if listeners are ready to have this because there is separate, you know, you have a guy who just called in and sees this, like, why are you celebrating a guy who, you know, and backing a guy who is not a good guy? And then, you know, the nuance of it all is that it's not about the guy,
person.
But then you use the guy's name on your head. And I can see where people get upset about that. Like, but the guy's name, it elicits a response to a particular incident because there's been a lot of these incidents. That's the truth. That's why we're here.
I've heard people say, no, black people or people protesting this aren't looking to make this particular person a hero or a martyr. Well, whoever it is they're just, unfortunately, another in a line of shooting.
But he's almost got 3 million in his GoFundMe account. It's $3 million is the GoFundMe. He was $2.3 million yesterday. He's got a lot of medical bills. There's no insurance.
I understand how that machine starts to work, but I mean, we're not looking to make the random African American on the street a martyr or a hero. He's just the unfortunately the next in line for this type of incident. So I don't know. We would rather not even know his name, to be honest with you. He'd just be another person who was living his life.
And all of, oh, by the way, all of this is hypothetical.
Yeah.
All of this is hypothetical, whether or not, you know, this is going to actually happen or what kind of statement the NFL
is. You started.
And they're going to make.
Yeah, John.
Look what you started.
Are you woke, John?
I am woke.
Clickbait John.
Oh, that's what it is. Clickbait John.
Team Jamil.
You're Skip Bayless. You got
here he is.
What about?
And I've got to say.
What about Stephen A?
What's going to happen?
Speaking of which,
oh, yeah.
Stephen A came out yesterday, and well, and I love Charles. We got to get Stephen A and Charles's response to Stephen A, and that's very interesting from two African American guys who are big NBA guys. 743 ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, we're talking about Boomer Naturals, and we're talking about the great nano silver technology. Look, if you're looking for the best way to stop these droplets from getting, and the nano silver technology is second to none. It's 99.999% that it will stop all of the droplets that can possibly get to you to make you sick. And this is why you're wearing a mask, right? To protect yourself and to protect others from yourself. And so wear something that actually works as opposed to these paper thin masks that really don't protect you. So if you're looking for, and we've had companies that have called and responded to us and said, man, they really, really work, and our employees really like them. First of all, they're breathable, and secondly, you can continue to wear them. You can wear them for a month, and then you get another one. And you get 20% off right now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com also can be found at CVS. They're on sale now at all CVS locations. BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, 713-780-3776. We don't want to make this a whole social justice show. We got game one tonight, okay? Game one is tonight.
This is your fault.
No, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
You brought this to the table.
Well done, Skip Granato, just like you wanted.
Yeah, clickbait Granato. A Granato. All you wanted was to rile people up, and you did it.
I am not Skip Granato.
We have
Stephen A. Granato.
We have a game.
I have a cousin called Stephen. He's not Stephen A. Okay.
We had a game one to discuss. Another Astros victory.
Astros win again.
An MRI for Jose Altuve.
Hey, Lance Lynn, you suck.
And you had to bring this up. It's no fun.
This is fun. No, Lance Lynn sucks. How about that?
No, that's fun.
Yeah, with your caveman beard, with your Ozark motel room beard.
Why'd you have to put that on? We have
Why does everybody with a beard have to go right back to Ozark hotels?
Yeah.
Motel.
Yeah, it was a motel, first level.
Holiday Inn.
Did you ever see the video of that guy telling me,
no.
Hey, Zierlein, what the f- is up with your Texans?
I
think I've sent it to you. Mark Manchaca, he and Eric Layden are buddies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's a big, I think he's a Titan fan.
Did he have to do a motel scene with him? No?
No.
Okay.
It's called acting, John, okay? If you were an actor like me and Eric and Mark Manchaca,
I don't know.
You know, if you did a little local theater, you might know.
I swear, you tell people to watch it, they were like, ooh, I didn't expect that in the third episode or whatever. You didn't tell me that was going to happen.
I want to tell you to watch The Assassination of Gianni Versace. Well, you know, but actually, no, I don't think you're going to get, you're actually not going to get uncomfortable like you did, I'm sure, with Ozark. The Assassination of Gianni Versace, I'm going to let y'all know, The guy who won the Golden Globe and the Emmy for that, Darren Criss, who plays the guy who killed Versace and others, that guy's unbelievable. His performance was phenomenal. They won. That thing won a bunch of awards. I just didn't watch it at the time. I think it was on FX. It was a series, but you can see it on Netflix now. That's a really that was a really good series. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Going to watch it. All right. Let's get some people in here. Philip wants to get in here. He was up first. What do you say, Philip?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I love the show. Dale, you're my favorite, man. No offense to you other two, but I really like Dale.
That makes one of us.
That makes one of us. Cut him off.
No, why?
Dale kind of carries the show for you guys.
That's the worst call ever. Go ahead.
I had a quick question. When the major league sports franchises are kind of considering the, you know, whether they're going to protest or not, don't they, you know, what would be the best case scenario for them? I would think that, you know, there's really not a top end for them. Wouldn't it be better just to go neutral? Anyway, but it just kind of crossed my mind. Sports are usually about, you know, people watching, you know, profitability, things like that. But almost to me, it seems like just go neutral. Just don't have a stance at all. Leave it non-political. That would be, to me, a better approach. What do you think?
Well, for the owners, I think they would love for them not to say
the
a word.
The owners are like, this feels right.
I like the cut of your jib, Philip.
This feels right, Philip.
Yeah.
What you're saying. We'd like to have you up to the suite.
Yeah, Philip, that sounds like that would be awesome for the owners. Don't see it happening. That's not happening, Philip. I don't know, Philip. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it has been rather neutral, at least publicly. Who cares who they donate to, who they back for political and their political aspirations as far as owners are. But they would love if their players are like, hey, all I care about is throwing touchdowns and intercepting footballs. I don't really want to talk about anything else. They would love for it to be the case. Not the way the world is right now.
Mm-mm.
And it had been that way since the inception, really, of the NFL and all the sports leagues. Has this come about? You guys tell me. When did this become a thing where players and their opinions became something paid attention to? Is this the last 10 years? Last 5?
This is a relatively new thing.
It's brand new.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's brand new. And it is a little strange that if you look back historically, there was a lot of activism late 60s. I mean, this is not like if you go back historically, it's funny. So me as a fan of hip hop growing up, you know, there was this movement in 1990, around 1990 through 93-ish, where you had a lot of, you know, East Coast rap was very Boogie Down Productions. And that was the West Coast was the beats. East Coast was the lyrics, Public Enemy. You had obviously Boogie Down Productions. You had a lot of bands who were more there's more activism. And you had everyone with the Malcolm X hats, which were really big back then. And you saw a lot more red, black, and green. And there was a movement in the 90s. People don't really remember that, but there really was. There was a movement, obviously, in the late 60s where you had Woodstock, you had Black Panthers, you had the hippies, you had Kent State. Like, there was a lot going on in the late 60s,
mm-hmm.
and sports did kind of intersect with that, especially boxing with Ali and Frazier Ali and you know, maybe not a lot of boxers, but Ali obviously was front and center. But Lou Alcindor, Jim Brown, you remember that? Jim Brown, Lou Alcindor, before, maybe it was after he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You had Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali. That was a really big deal. I didn't see that, but I mean, I've read all the books on it by Thomas Hauser and things like that. There was a lot going on there too, Skip. So I think that's something that we really have to focus on. Look, I'm going to say this right now. I'm glad that we are back together, Skip, for the first time in a long time. I love the fact you brought this up, and you've turned this show into a much better show.
First take, Granato.
Now let's discuss Steve Nash. I love this brother, but let's start talking about all the other coaches that were passed up.
Oh, he led what I was going through it to find, particularly the
That was a problematic clip.
He led with a lot of love, and then he goes,
You knew the butt was coming.
But let's be clear. It is what it is. And then he said what he said.
And then Richard Jefferson's like, no, no.
Richard Jefferson was in a lot of stuff yesterday.
Man, Magic Johnson, Mark Jackson, Jason Kidd. There's lots of coaches who are black who have gotten jobs with no coaching experience.
Well, does everybody know what he said? Yeah.
Do we even want to get into that, too?
Skip? Well... Well,
Skip wants you to play that.
Well, but you're talking about something that people probably may not have heard.
Referencing something.
Yeah. Stephen A. said it was white privilege. This doesn't happen for a black man in America. Well, but it does happen for a black man in America. Steve Nash getting hired with no coaching experience. It does happen.
It happened five times for black coaches.
Yeah.
They listed all five.
Yeah. Charles Barkley did.
Doc Rivers.
Charles Barkley was like, hey, this is bad.
It's very surprising because it's not like Stephen A. Smith doesn't know basketball history, doesn't know. He knows that. He's smart enough to know that. That's not hard. It's just like he just decided this is going to be, I'm going to plant this flag. But I was shocked when I heard Steve Nash. The first thing I told Dell when he told us, I'm like, he has no coaching experience. Yeah. He has no coaching experience. And the first thing I thought of was Mark Jackson. Okay. And then I started thinking about a conversation I'd had previously about how many point guards are the ones always hired, and Jason Kidd, Mark Jackson, Steve Nash. I mean, Doc Rivers. It's always point guards.
Ty Lue.
Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Magic's another one. No coaching experience. Larry Bird,
Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher, point guard.
This is what Charles
said. Kind of point guard, no experience.
I was very disappointed with some of the guys on television. You got him?
Yeah.
Okay, here he is.
I was very disappointed at some of the guys on television today talking about white privilege. Very disappointed. They're like, well, this doesn't happen to black guys. And I'm like, well, it happened to Doc Rivers. It happened to Jason Kidd. It happened to Derek Fisher. So I was really disappointed in some of those guys.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, I was really disappointed not disappointed in Isaiah, but I just think when you have a responsibility, especially when you have to talk about something serious like race, you can't be full of crap. You got to be honest and fair. So, listen, like I say, Steve Nash is a great player and a good dude, but I was so disappointed on these guys. So I said, dude, black guys have done this before. Now, do we need more black coaches in the NBA? Yes. Do we need more black coaches in college football? Yes. Do we need more black coaches in pro football? Yes. But this wasn't the right time to set it today. Good luck to Steve Nash. I was very...
That's good. You know, but there is a... You know, Stephen A. just went on and on, and in his Stephen A. way... And
it was a clout chase big time because of how he went off.
And he's wrong. He's wrong. Yeah. It does happen.
That was an easy one. Like why is he saying this? This is clearly patently false.
Right.
You know,
is he going to walk it back today?
I mean,
no. He doesn't walk things back. Have you ever seen?
Well, but if they took him to task this morning because they take anybody who does anything and says anything, they take him to task. And
have you seen his Dana White? Have you seen his Joe Rogan? Where he was on the UFC broadcast and he was the Conor McGregor and he was terrible. Mm. I mean, it's not Stephen A's.
No,
it's not. MMA fans know the sport too much. You can't just come on there and just be loud ESPN talky loud guy. It's not even on ESPN. Those are MMA fans watching. They know the sport. You can't do that. And he said some ridiculous stuff. And Joe Rogan went on his own podcast, and said stuff about it. And Stephen A. doubled down on how he knows, like he didn't even back off the fact that he's not as up on MMA as he should have been. I mean, he was just way wrong on things he was saying. And I don't think Stephen A. Smith doesn't walk stuff back. Did he walk back running quarterback Dwayne Haskins?
No.
No, he didn't even walk.
I think he did. No, yes, he did. Yes,
I didn't watch it as much as I should have. I will tell you that. But right now, I'm telling you right now, that man can't get away from pressure. Don't act like he can't. And I'm like, well, no, Steven, just say, I don't watch college football. Just say that.
And Steve Nash, no coaching experience, but he was the GM of Team Canada. He did consult with the Warriors. So it's not as if he went right from calling MLS, I mean, being on the Fox broadcast for Liverpool Tottenham, because I guess he's a Tottenham fan or something, to this. He has done things as far as trying to put a team together. So, yeah, blatantly wrong. I don't know if I've seen, not that I can hear it, but I haven't seen anything that says Stephen A. Smith has issued a correction or a retraction.
Nor will you.
No.
You don't go on that kind of rant and then have to walk it back, because he knows. It's not like he doesn't. Look, you know how those meetings go, John. You have producers in there. You have, okay, we're going to, Stephen A., you're going to start talking about this is the white privilege segment. You go here because you work through it. So what happens is you have a pre-show meeting. You say, okay, in the A block, we're going to do this. Stephen A., what are you going to do? White privilege, I'm going to do this. Okay, Max, what's your counter going to be? You got to know this.
Yep.
You have graphics and stuff like this that just pull the curtain back for you. That's what it is. So everyone on the show knew what he was going to say. They knew, maybe not the whole scripted thing, but they knew what was coming up. Really? Nobody?
Nobody said.
Nobody said Magic, Mark Jackson, Jason Kidd, Derek Fisher. Nobody? No, somebody knew. Somebody had to say. So I think Stephen A. didn't care. This is just something he wanted to do.
That's right. Well, maybe he didn't care, but he was wrong. 759 ESPN 97.5. MyBookie.ag promo code radio. MyBookie.ag promo code radio. Hey. You want to bet on the Rockets? They're 6.5-point underdogs tonight. I like the Rockets. Lance likes the Lakers. So who will be right? We'll see. Game one, I like the Rockets catching 6.5. I think they're going to give them a game. What are the series odds? You can bet on that. What are the in-game? There's all kinds of prop bets. How many points James Harden's going to score versus LeBron? All kinds of things that you can play and have fun while you're watching the game. And the most important thing is when you bet, you win, they pay. That happens. Okay. That happens every single time. If you win, you want to get paid, they will pay you. And it's not just gigantic hassle to get your money. So here's the deal. You want to get paid. You want to win. You want to get paid. And, oh, by the way, when your initial deposit, they're going to match it. So you put in $1,000, you actually get to play $2,000. That's how it works at mybookie.ag. The only place that's going to work, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.